Can you tell me a little bit about these debates that y'all were having?
Sure. Yeah, there was, and I did most of these, I want to say. Sometimes they would be not a debate. You would be invited. Like, I got invited to speak to the Breakfast Kiwanis Club, right? And they would just say, make your pitch, right? Because it was kind of all in the news and people wanted to know about it. So you didn't have to really explain what's going on. It was like, why should we vote for the ban? Everybody kind of knew what was at stake, but they wanted to hear the rationale. So I would come in one week, and then the next week they'd invite somebody from the opposition to say why we shouldn't vote for it. But sometimes it was like head-to-head. The biggest one I took part in was at Ropes and Ranch. I don't know, it was probably a few hundred people there. The New York Times sent the guy there to this particular one. We were talking to him, and other media were there. And I think that was me and then Tom Giovanetti on the other side, who's kind of an industry spokesperson, I guess you could say. He's a real, I think, libertarian. And so he's got a kind of his own think tank, and he hates me. I don't know why, but he really doesn't like me. And we did a kind of a formal, I think there was even a city councilor or somebody was like moderating it, and they would give you this side and that side, and it was interesting. It was a packed room, and I think that room was decidedly against the ban, but they were all very cordial and nice and listened to me. And a lot of it I found frustrating because the angle they were taking, the other side, was that this is an attack on American energy independence, right? So we're going to become more dependent on foreign countries and entangled in the Middle East. And I kept saying things like, look, Denton produces natural gas. Natural gas is not an international commodity. You know, this is something that's just domestic, right? We're not dependent on anybody. Plus, you know, the amount we produce is so tiny in the scheme of things. We're not trying to ban fracking everywhere. It's just in the city. And nobody wants to live next to this. Everybody agrees it's an industrial use. We're just asking for common sense regulation. I mean, I had this whole spiel that I would go through, and then the other side would stand up and give some talking point about Russia or something, and it would be like, oh, God, you know. You could just see how that would play to the emotional base, and I get up and I try to explain step by step what's going on, how we got to this, you know, moment in time. We tried to work with the city, blah, blah, blah. And then my time would be up, and I never got to make a point. So they were much better at, like, you know, zinger, one line that was total disinformation, but it was really effective, right? Luckily, though, I guess enough people, we did enough messaging to kind of get through that, right? Actually, you know what it was? This is what Carol Sove kept telling me, that the reason we won the ban is because on the election day, we had a little, like, 3x5 card, and it just had a picture of a fracking site, which is loud. You know, you can tell by the picture, it's loud, it's messy, it's chaotic, it's polluting, there's all this smoke coming off of it. And it just said, the words on it was, we don't even allow bakeries in neighborhoods, why would we allow this, right? And Carol was like, that's it, you know, that people walking into the polls, if they didn't quite know what they're going to vote on this, they could say, obviously, right? And that's what we always thought, this is obvious, like, we shouldn't have this in neighborhoods. So I think that may have been what sealed it for us.
That